Hello, this is John Johnson from English AZ. Welcome to your weekly warm-up. Remember, first, you read and listen. Then, you listen and repeat. Also, if possible, try to do these warm-ups every day. Now, let's begin.
Alphabet letters are E, Z, A, N, B, V, C. Numbers, dozens, thousands, millions, billions, trillions. Big numbers, 1,900,000, 2,800,000, 3,700,000, 4,600,000, 5,500,000. 6,400,000, 7,300,000, 8,200,000, 9,100,000. Hundreds, 269, 922, 885. 632, 982, 365, 589, 562. Saying numbers differently, 5,800, 6,100, 8,200. 4,300, 3,500, 9,300, 2,600. Time, 8 a.m., 7 p.m., 20 after 1, 5 to 3. 3:05, 4:21, 5:25, 6:49, 7:22, 8:06, later in the day, earlier, a while ago, currency, money. $1,269,000. €3,563,000. £6,236,000. $8,256,000. €7,987,000. £9,856,000. Dates, January 21st, 2009, the 5th of February, 2010, March 13th, 2019, the 19th of April, 2020, May 21st, 2030, the 30th of June, 2015. Remember, you say 121st, 322nd, 923rd, 516th. Email introductions from formal to informal. Just repeat after me. Dear Sir. Dear Mr. Smith. Dear Jack. Greetings. Hello. Hi. John? Thanks, Jack. What's up? Remember, these introductions go from formal to informal. Now, closings. Formal to informal. Just repeat after me. Yours sincerely. Yours faithfully. Sincerely. Best regards. Regards. Thank you. Thanks. Cheers. Talk to you soon. What do you think? Waiting for your response. Great. Appreciated. Now, subjects. Typical subjects you might hear. Just repeat after me. Concerning our meeting. For your information, or FYI. For your action. Schedule. For info. Feedback. Follow up. Our meeting. The kickoff. Phrasal verbs. This lesson, the phrasal verb is to check. So to check into is to enter, like a hotel. So repeat after me. What time do you check in? To check out also means to leave. Repeat after me. Have you checked out the hotel yet? To check out is to see or to experience. Have you checked out the trade show? To check up is to verify. Did you get a checkup? To check on is to supervise. She checked on the team. This lesson's grammar point is the second conditional. Just repeat after me. If I were him, I would try. If the profits were most important, we would have to work harder. If the clients were happy, we would grow. If he were to visit London, would you go? You would get the position if you looked. If we had enough money, we would finish. They would try if they had the right team. I'd see New York if I could. If you didn't see the client, you'd have problems. If the team didn't like the project, they would say so. Jack would call if he knew. Would you try to resolve the problem if you had to? If he wanted a raise, he would have to ask. We'd begin if we could. You'd not really be happy if I took the new job. I would make a mint if I had the job. If we tried harder, we would get the contract. Expressions. Make a mint. If you make a lot of money, you are making a mint. Just repeat after me. We made a mint on the stock exchange. Make ends meet. If somebody makes ends meet, they are spending as much as they are earning. She decided to make ends meet, so she started to cut costs. Mickey Mouse. It is Mickey Mouse if it is easy. That is a Mickey Mouse job. It is very easy.
This is the end of your English AZ warm-up. Don't forget to join us on www.englishaz.com.